There's an old Stoic saying, whatever happens to you has been waiting to happen to you since the beginning of time. Was this always supposed to happen? What if Bourdain chose to stay? Would that then be what was always supposed to happen? Maybe we have too little time. Maybe we make it so. Perhaps so much time gets lost in the shuffle of everyday life. Stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. Quote, you live as if you were destined to live forever. No thought of frailty ever enters your head, of how much time has already gone by. You take no heed. You squander time as if you drew from an abundant supply, though all the while, that day which you bestow on some person or thing is perhaps your last. Is this about time? Or is it about people? And what's the honest answer? Maybe experience is the combination of both those things. I don't know if this documentary about Anthony Bourdain, Roadrunner, is accurate. I didn't know him. Can we know someone through a lens? We're certainly trying, I think. Or at least, we're certainly trying to make that seem a possibility. Was he even real to people who didn't know him? We've likely never met. Are we real to each other? Consider that before long, you will be nobody and nowhere, nor will any of the things exist that you now see, nor any of those who are now living. For all things are formed by nature to change and be turned and to perish, in order that other things in continuous succession may exist. Whoever you were, and wherever you are, perhaps we'll always stay connected to each other through our work, as long as the sun keeps lighting up this little blue dot. I suppose sometimes even to be alive is courageous, but I think it's also a precious privilege to live, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love.